faced with a terrible decision. He saw hell on earth, but meanwhile, so many people died that day, but my brother and first responders gave their life that day.
President Biden will travel to New York City, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. Former President Trump set to try his hand at something a little bit different.
Former President Donald Trump will take on a new challenge this Saturday, boxing commentary. ESPN reporting that Trump and his son Donald Trump Jr. will provide an alternate commentary for the boxing event headlined by former world heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield and former UFC light heavyweight champion Vitor Belfort. The Trumps will call the entire four-fight main card that includes Anderson Silva taking on Tito Ortiz in a battle of UFC Hall of Famers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A nice night tonight with lower humidity coming down. It's a weak front that's going to actually drop temperatures as well as humidity a little bit. You'll notice 70s in the morning with a less muggy feel. In the afternoon, doesn't feel as hot. 90, though. There could be an isolated storm. The difference really felt the morning Friday. Lows of 60s to near 70. Nice comfy feel. The afternoon sunshine and the highs upper 80s. Sunshine Saturday. Sunshine and partly cloudy Sunday. 80s to near 90. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Are you in need of roof repair, roof replacement, or roof installation services? We're here to help. With a highly trained, licensed, insured, and experienced team of roofing contractors for all types of roof, we use top quality materials and work tirelessly to craft the perfect roof, but our pricing is so affordable. Contact us today for a no obligation estimate.
Call 205-222-3500. That's 205-222-3500.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
WGSO, from the Puka Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back. I feel like we should play the Welcome Back Cotter song. But either way, here we are. Even Ida couldn't keep us away, so I don't know what anybody else, how they could keep us away, right?
Everybody tried so hard to keep us away that they even used a hurricane, and we're back anyway. So.
Yes, and, you know, it It still is. We're still living in crazy times here. And I don't know. Are you? It seems like you must have internet back at the house, right, in Baton Rouge?
Yeah. We have power. We got that Saturday. We have internet. We actually got phone back relatively quickly, but yeah, we're doing good. Our apartment flooded, but besides that, we have everything that we had before, so we're doing good.
Well, good. We didn't suffer any structural damage at our place, but we do have a bit of mold upstairs, and that's a whole different situation, and we may have to find a hotel or something to stay in or something. I don't know. That's kind of up in the air right now. I really don't know. We don't have internet, but, you know, not the end of the world. Thankfully, I still had a pair of rabbit ears from our days of watching football on the porch. And that's came in handy. And, of course, you know, being able to watch YouTube TV and things like that on your phone, that's been good. And I even found a website so I didn't miss any pay-per-view action over the weekend with the wrestling. So not exactly the way I wanted to spend my birthday on Monday,
exactly.
But there's people that have it a lot worse than we do, and we're fortunate in those regards. And it's tough. It was a tough deal to be. I went to St. Louis, and my wife, she works at Auctioneer. She's a RN, and she was on the hurricane team, so she spent the whole time here. And it was a really tough circumstance for her and all the other nurses that were there and part of it. But it was tough also just being that far away and watching what was going on to our city from 650 miles away. It's just tough. The whole thing is tough. And, obviously, with the anniversary that it fell on, it didn't help the situation any.
Yeah, exactly.
I intentionally didn't watch the Weather Channel while I was there. I was able to watch the local programming here and from New Orleans so I could get a better idea of what was going on. And the first day, during the storm, it was pretty bad. But then the next day, watching local news and stuff from here, when I saw that it was mostly, they weren't showing a whole lot of New Orleans, which I kind of took it as a good thing, because had it been mostly based in the city, then that means that the city took it really hard. And not to say that, we didn't have problems, because obviously we do when the whole city goes without power. And that's a whole nother story of that ridiculousness. The only thing I can think of, if you're going to look for a silver lining in this whole thing, is that after Katrina, the government and everybody made sure that the levees were reinforced and that they would hold, and they did hold. So that's a good thing. But I think now we need to look at infrastructure of our power grids and things like that, because I don't believe the storms are going to get weaker.
No. Climate change is changing the way things work. And I got to say, that was my silver lining on top of all the things you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
On top of all the things you're saying, my silver lining, and I have no, fingers crossed that this will happen, but there's no telling if it will. I've seen lots and lots of congressmen, people like that, talking about, after Katrina, we did all this with the levees and look how great it worked. Mm-hmm. And so now it's time to start reinforcing, if you will, the electrical infrastructure, start burying the lines and things like that. And to be honest, if they would do that, of course you need to do that with the transmission lines, which will be extremely hard. Mm-hmm. You'd have to get Elon Musk to come in with his boring company and dig giant tunnels in one of the lowest states in the country to be able to do that.
Right.
But if we could even bury them 2 feet underground and protect, some kind of protected PVC pipes or something, you would have nowhere near as many people losing power. Yeah. And I know people that I'm actually personal friends with to this day in Hammond and Ponchatoula that aren't going to, they're not expected to get power until the end of September.
Yeah.
And that, and now granted, I got to say, part of the issue is that there's not all, relatively speaking, there's not that many people in that, that area. Mm-hmm. And the other area of the state that got hit that hard, that has relatively few people, is Plaquemines Parish, Lafourche Parish, that area. Mm-hmm. Well, they got 150 mile an hour winds. Right. And so, of course, you're going to send people down there. Well, with Tangipahoa Parish, which is where Hammond and Ponchatoula are, they got it just as bad. They didn't have near as high winds. You know, there was 140 mile an hour winds, I think, when it hit Houma and Thibodaux. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to make the news. Well, in Hammond and Ponchatoula, the winds were 100, 110, whatever it was, but the hurricane basically just parked. It just sat there. Mm-hmm. And so while the winds were nowhere near as bad, they lasted a lot longer.
Right.
So, and I haven't been to either area, but from what I've heard from people that live in the area, mm-hmm. then in both of those, I know people that live in both areas. Hammond got it just as bad as Houma did, but nobody's talking about it. And at first, you know, I work for a general contractor. For those that don't know, I work for a general contractor. We're actually wrapping up our last job in Lake Charles right now. And I'm about to start spending pretty much every day for the next year in Hammond and Ponchatoula because it's so bad there that, and also it's so bad, it's that bad there, and nobody's going to be going there. Everybody's going to be going to the places that you know of that are hardest hit. So, yeah, things are not good in certain parts of the state right now. Now, and I got to say, Baton Rouge and New Orleans fared a lot better, relatively speaking, than they should have.
Yeah.
But there are certain areas that are still extremely bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I came through Hammond on 55 on my way back into town, and it was, you know, just being along the interstate, you can't really see a whole lot. I mean, it was odd. Like, you know, you would see some trees uprooted and then everything would be fine. And then you'd see some more trees uprooted, then everything would be fine. I mean, pretty much every billboard was blown out that I saw. Yeah. But, you know, and even whenever I got into Kenner, you know, it was bad. And you can't really tell from 10 how bad Kenner got hit. But obviously it did. And, you know, it's just tough. But, you know, if anything, this place is full of tough people. And
yes.
You know, we'll respond and we'll be back to having fun and partying and doing what we do best. And it'll be sooner rather than later. I would suppose and I imagine. And you know, coming up here real quick, we're going to have a friend of the show, Lex Lindell, who's normally comes and talks to us about animals and adoptions with Big Easy Animal Rescue, but she's going to talk with us about what she's been doing in the last week and a half to help the folks out here in New Orleans. And, you know, just she's done a fantastic job with what she's been doing and really, really commendable. So let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk with her and we'll get on to some brighter news with the happier Saints and news. Yeah, some happier news and maybe some not so happy news with LSU. But either way, we'll be back after the break. So stick around.
Hey kid, did you know today 16 years ago it was you and I for the last time? You and Gertie said with a smoke ring round.
At Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm Pat Swillen. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. We were talking about how the resilience of our city, and we have somebody on the line who definitely epitomizes what we've been talking about and has been a big help to the city over the last week and a half. And like I said, she normally calls in and talks to us about animals and adoptions with Big Easy Animal Rescue. But I wanted her to call in so everybody can find out what she's got going on and how they can help. So, Lex, how's it going this evening?
Hey, BJ. How are ya?
Doing all right. How about you?
Oh, you know, running around, busy. Did you make it through the storm? Your house okay?
Yeah, we didn't have any structural damage. We got some mold upstairs, so things are kind of up in the air, and we don't really know what is going to happen next. We may have to leave for a little while, but we'll see.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. That's tough to hear. My ACs are full of mold.
Oh, yeah. We had
bleach for everything, right?
yeah. We had issues with that before with window units in our old place, but we have central air units now. So yeah, but. So I've been keeping tabs because I went to St. Louis during the storm, and my wife stayed and she had to work at the hospital. But I was keeping tabs on what you had going, what you've been doing, and you know, just really a wonderful thing that you're doing for the city and our people.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell everybody what you got going on?
Well, me and a group of my friends started what I think we're calling, it's been called like 100 things. I think we narrowed it down to the Uptown Hub. I don't know. Everybody's coming up with names for it, but I don't have one. But essentially, I don't know. We just went out at my house and we saw a need and we filled it. So for the last 10 days at my home, we've had a medic. We've had non-perishables. We've had hygiene and cleaning and repair supplies. We've tried to give people a lot of love and kindness throughout this difficult period. And yeah, we're just doing the best that we can. I mean, we're one of so many homes in the city where people have set up grills or making hot plates or looking out for their neighbors because it just needs to get done.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, it's just, you know, from what I've been seeing in the pictures you've been posting, just a tremendous outpour of love and being good neighbors. And, you know, it's, it's really, it's like we, Mike and I were talking about before you came on about, you know, that, you know, we'll bounce back. And this is what it takes is for all of us to chip in and help each other and help everybody get through this. And, and we can get out,
exactly,
you know, come out on the on the other side of it a lot better off than maybe the way we went in. So what are some things that are you needing right now folks listening?
Yeah. So, we're still taking like ice drop offs, non-perishables. We stopped taking grocery deliveries just cause part of our little team is actually going to be leaving for St. John and St. James parishes. Just to do some work out there while the need is really urgent. And then we'll be, you know, I do my free pantry every month and everything. I'll be back up here helping people. But, yeah, 1711 Third Street. That feels insane to give out my address.
Maybe it's your address or maybe not. Let's just say that. It might or might not be.
Yeah.
No guarantees.
I don't know who lives there, but somebody pretty great. we will take drop-offs there. We have tents out. We'll have people on the porch, I think. Tomorrow we're just maybe doing the grill just so we can do all of our supply runs of like construction materials and stuff to bring down there. But, we have hot plates for people. I'll happily take medical supplies, tarps, bleach, mold killer. Look in your little cleaning cabinets and see if you have anything to spare because it could make someone's home livable again for them and safe.
Right.
And I'll take dog food and cat food because, you know, I'm also looking out for the pets.
Right.
And, anything like that. I mean, we had somebody drop off, like, a bunch of vitamin C yesterday, and that was, like, a really sweet thing. So
sure.
Most things, as long as they're not expired and unopened, we can put to use, and people are happy for them.
Awesome. Well, I want to tell you again, thank you for everything that you're doing. And we got about a minute left before we need to go. So what times can folks come by 1711 Third Street?
Whoever lives there.
Whoever lives there.
So we're calling it like one-ish.
Okay. New Orleans time, one-ish.
One-ish to sundown. It actually started at noon-ish.
Okay.
As time went on, we're all service industries. So we're like, we're night owls. This will not work. So noon-ish to sundown. I think we're going to be drawn back a little bit in the coming days, but I always have lots in my house, so if you need something specific, don't be afraid to ask. We might not have the three tents out, but we'll have the grill out. And just come look for us. Ask for what you need. I bet I can make it happen. I'll do my best. And, yeah, we're all going to get through this.
Awesome. Well, again, we got to go, but thank you so much, and thank you for calling in and sharing this. So we'll be right back.
In a world filled with darkness, America's beacon shines through.
And she's still a beacon, still a magnet for all who must have freedom.
The greatest country in the world, America stands for liberty and freedom for all her citizens. Join me, Bill Juneau, on my new show, Let Freedom Ring, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. here on WGSO 990 AM as we fight for America.
There is no other place to go.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partners Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, will defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. The death toll from Hurricane Ida in Louisiana has now reached 26. Since landfall on August 29th, the Louisiana Department of Health has confirmed 11 additional storm-related deaths that were reported to the Orleans Parish Coroner's Office. Those additional fatalities occurred from August 30th to September 6th. 9 of those 11 fatalities were from excessive heat due to power outages. Terrebonne Parish does not have a fully functioning hospital since Hurricane Ida came ashore. Terrebonne General and Cherbourg Medical Center in Houma sustained considerable damage, and Ochsner St. Anne Hospital in Raceland and Lady of the Sea in Galeno are also closed. Ochsner Chief Medical Officer Dr. Robert Hart says St. Mary Hospital in Morgan City has been the success story as they have doubled their patients.
They're sitting around 70 patients in-house. So we've been able to redeploy some of the staff from Chabert and St. Anne over to St. Mary.
LRN.
I wanted my job.
If my mother got sick, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I got vaccinated for my daughter.
I trust the science.
The reason why I got the COVID vaccine was because of my newborn child and my at-risk wife.
I got vaccinated to keep from it happening to me.
I talked to my doctors about it, did my research, and they've done a lot of research, and I think they know what they're doing.
Visit covidvaccine.la.gov or call 1-855-453-0774 to schedule your COVID-19 vaccination today.
The biggest game of the season is here. Play Saints Game Ready from the lottery. Win up to $100,000. Visit any lottery retailer and ask for Saints Game Ready for your chance to win up to $100,000. Step on the wild side and play Wild Bingo from the lottery. Win up to $30,000. That's $30,000. Stop at your favorite lottery retailer and pick up Wild Bingo today for your chance to win big. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Eddie's House is holding a charity 5K run and walk on September 11th to benefit homeless veterans. Eddie's House is a nonprofit organization providing support services to at-risk and homeless veterans in New Orleans. The 5K run and walk will be held at New Orleans Lakefront on Lakeshore Drive and Franklin Avenue on September 11th at 8 a.m. To register, sponsor, or donate, visit www.eddiehouse.org or call 504-356-9200.
As a realtor, I have used and recommended mortgage loan officer Scott Forte of Forte's team at Eustis Mortgage to many of my clients. Forte's team at Eustis Mortgage is top notch. Based out of New Orleans since 1956, Eustis Mortgage brings 65 years of experience. The Forte team is available to help you with your mortgage lending needs 7 days a week. Make sure to contact the Forte team at Eustis Mortgage for your next home loan purchase or refi. Apply at closings or myforte.com.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans.
With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
So there we go. Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO. And I think I can make everything rhyme. All right. So on to some happier news. I guess, you know, we'll see Sunday at 3 o'clock when it all goes down. But the Saints certainly made some moves this week. And the most notable happened today where the Saints, and I don't know, there's no, I can't find any information on what they traded to the Texans, but the Saints got in return Bradley Roby, former first-round draft pick, who's a cornerback, and he'll be ready to go week two because he's serving the last game of his six-game suspension, so which probably works out for the best anyways because he wasn't going to be able to play Sunday anyways, not join the team on a Wednesday.
And then on top of that, you have to have a little bit of time to practice and build at least whatever chemistry you can.
Yeah. And I don't know if he's eligible to even be in the building though. I don't think he is, but I'm sure there are ways around that. And, if anybody knows their way around it, it's probably Coach Payton. So,
there's nothing saying that Marshawn Lattimore can't go meet him at some high school football field and, you know, they can practice together. So.
Right. And, it's good news because going into the game on Sunday, we only have, I think, three cornerbacks and one of them is on the injury report and did not practice today. And that's Ken Crawley. So, we have Paulson,
Adebo.
Yeah, Adebo. Thank you. It's looking more and more like but we did sign Desmond Trufant, earlier in the week. So, I feel fairly comfortable with that signing. I think that, Janoris Jenkins, whenever we got him, he had been a great player prior to playing for the Saints, but he'd had some down years playing with the Giants, and I think he really stepped up when in his tenure here.
Yeah.
I could see someone like Desmond Trufant, who, for a long time we saw him in Atlanta, and he was their best cornerback. He's a two-time Pro Bowler, and I believe he's 31, maybe. But I think that's a great pickup. And there again, I don't know how much he can play this week, but at this point, he's going to probably have to play some.
Yeah, and I got to say, I saw an article early this morning, so please don't quote me on these numbers. But I think I saw that the Saints all time are 19-36 or something on opening day, but a lot of those years we still had a good season, and so. Don't if for some reason they would lose this weekend, don't look at it as, the world, the sky is falling.
Right.
I think Bobby Hebert's first or second season, they lost the opening game and he was the best quarterback, at least as far as win percentage. He was the best quarterback they ever had besides Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't assuming they do lose, it's kind of up in the air, but assuming they do lose, don't look at it the way you look at LSU losing on Saturday and go, this is bad. It's pretty much a new team. And we have a whole lot of returning players, but it's pretty much a new team. And, they've got to get their feet under them. So.
Well, and not only that, but you also have to take in consideration the circumstances that they've been put in over the last, 10 days. They've been practicing in Dallas, at first at Cowboy Stadium and then at Texas Christian University, and then have to go play a quote-unquote home game in Jacksonville. And, I know that there's a lot of outpour that, I believe that you know, Houdat Nation travels well to begin with, but I believe that anybody that has the ability to make it to the game, because I'm sure I haven't seen how much tickets are. I know that they're probably cheap because neither team is from Jacksonville. No. So I feel like it could end up being a good deal. I mean, you think about like when you and I went with the Houdat Social Club, and you know there was definitely more Saints fans there than what there was Jacksonville fans. So you know, the good thing is that the Gulf Coast is full of Saints fans, and you know, most of the folks to the east of us weren't really affected by this storm. So the chances that that everybody that wasn't affected could go to an opportunity to go to a regular season game, see Aaron Rodgers, and be able to cheer on the team in the time that they really need it. I think that think there's quite a few folks that'll take advantage of that. And it looks like tickets start at like $68 to go to the game in Jacksonville. Ooh. So I mean that's a heck of a lot cheaper than what you and I are paying to go to Nashville to see them.
Yes, it is. Oh man, yeah. We had a few issues last month after we paid for those tickets. We were able to get everything paid, but it came down to the wire. So yeah.
But you know, I think it's an opportunity, and I watched a video just a little bit ago of Jameis Winston's press conference, and I'll be honest, I really liked everything that he was saying. The way he started off the press conference, he didn't even talk about football. He talked about the city, and it was, you know, the way he phrased everything was "we," you know, not "you." It was "we," and it just seemed like a definite growth and maturity for him. And I'm hoping, from what I saw in the preseason game at the Dome, I'm hoping that's gonna carry on into the regular season.
Yeah, really. And I got to say, from every press conference I've seen him give here lately, to be honest, once his football career is done, I feel like he would have a good career as a preacher. Like he just kind of has that feel about it. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. You know me, I'm very spiritual. I'm not very religious though. Mm. And I mean that in the best way possible. Like he has that feel about him that, he's very good at bringing people together. He's very good at making people laugh. Like he seems like he has grown up a lot, kind of going to what you said. Like, I feel like he's becoming the leader. And I guess that's really what I mean by a preacher. You know, a preacher or a priest or a minister or a reverend, whatever else, they're supposed to be a leader.
Right.
And he's very charismatic. But he also he comes across as very smart with what he's saying, which really goes against everything that we thought of when he was at Tampa. And I'm hoping that this maturity, this growth will show on the field.
I agree with you. I think it will. You know, and I saw that NFL.com today released the QB index for this weekend, ranking the top, you know, ranking all the starting quarterbacks for the weekend. And he was ranked 19th. Aaron Rodgers is ranked second. Let's be honest. Aaron Rodgers is a phenomenal quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback, the reigning MVP of the league. But even with a question mark at cornerback, the Saints defense is really good. And you know, we'll talk a lot about the Saints on Friday night and preview the game. But, you know, as long as Jameis stays within himself, doesn't commit the turnovers, and our defense plays well, we're going to be in a lot of games. You know, I don't foresee us. I still believe that we could definitely be a playoff team. I think this is a game where the Packers might be in for more than they bargained for.
Yeah. And to be honest, I like what you said about the Saints could still be a playoff team because, and we'll get more into this in the next segment, but with LSU, I was thinking, hopefully they're back to where they were, but I never really had wasn't really sure. with the Saints, I keep thinking, I don't know. But then I think about all of the amazing players that we still have. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. We're still just as good. We may not have as good of a quarterback, but we're still just as good. Well, and with, I don't remember. I don't know what James could be. I don't know, but I'm not saying he is. But
that's what, yeah, I mean, as far as historically speaking, you know, obviously he's not, but the Drew Brees we've gotten over the last couple of years is not the same Drew Brees that we had historically. So, I mean, truthfully, decision-making is going to be where all of it lies.
Yes.
Physically.
Exactly.
Physically, I think we're better than what we've been in the last couple of years. But it's the decision-making. We'll see. You know, being in the Saints system and, you know, he's gotten in better shape. He's gotten LASIK surgery. But the main thing is that he's got to make better decisions. And from what I've seen, just in preseason, you can chalk it up to being preseason or whatever, decision-making was a lot better. And now you'll have Alvin Kamara as a bailout where he didn't have him to use over the course of the preseason. So I feel like that he could be a lot better than expected.
Yeah, and if you're going to have to check down to somebody, I can think of worse people to check down to than Alvin Kamara.
Oh, yeah.
And then on top of that, for the last year, you've been mentored by one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time and a coach who, when people look back 30 years from now, will probably be considered one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Yeah.
So hopefully between those two and just the maturity that we've been seeing, as we discussed earlier in the press conferences, et cetera, I feel like he's going to be a lot better than the sports media would have you believe.
Yeah, and let's not forget that our offensive line is one of the best in football, where he didn't have that in Tampa.
Exactly.
He's going to have a lot more time to make decisions and get rid of the ball if he needs to. And I think that's something that he's learned. And I think we talked about it a few weeks ago about him saying that that Drew gave him some advice, is that he doesn't always have to be Batman. It's okay to be Bruce Wayne sometimes too. And meaning you don't have to make all the plays yourself, you know, just getting the ball down the field and moving the chains is what it's all about.
Yeah. And I was actually thinking this morning, one of the first things I was thinking about when I woke up at 6:15 this morning, I was thinking, part of the problem back in the day, part of the problem of his bad decisions was he had such a bad, a relatively bad O-line that, yeah, he had to make the bad decision of forcing the ball into tight double coverage from 50 yards away. Mm-hmm. But what else are you going to do when you're being chased around the field?
Right.
You know, and everybody else, nobody else is open. If the ball's going to get intercepted, why not have it get intercepted 50 yards down the field as opposed to 10?
Absolutely. And everybody, well, the receiving core is untested. You got Tre'Quan Smith, you have Chris Hogan, you have Marquez Callaway. I'm still, and we can talk a little bit about fantasy football in the next segment, but I picked up Marquez Callaway late because I think he's going to be a breakout star. I know. I know you were waiting for him.
I had
to take him a little sooner than I wanted to because I knew you were going to scoop him up if I didn't. So.
And I wanted to so bad.
Yeah.
I did get the other hopefully breakout that I wanted, but I got old Tony Jones Jr. So
yeah. And
I was hoping to be able to get Marquez Callaway and then Jones Jr. But hey, whatever, I got what I got.
Well, and now Jones Jr. being the number two running back because the Saints releasing Latavius Murray because they asked him to defer money. And I didn't realize that they did it within hours of having to pay
within
him.
1 hour.
Yeah,
yep, I have an article pulled up right now that said they did it within 1 hour because if they didn't do it then, he'd have been guaranteed the entire, $2.95 million, I think, for the entire season.
Well, and freeing up that money also then allowed us to go out and make the trade for Bradley Roby, which, he's been on a Super Bowl championship team. I saw an article talking about that, he went to Ohio State and, they were comparing him more to Eli Apple, but better than Eli Apple. But I think he's a lot better than that. And to be able to be on that dominant defense of the Broncos, and be a contributor, I think he'll be a big help. And like I said, Desmond Trufant being on the team, 2-time Pro Bowler, I think that's going to be huge too. I mean, even if he is 31 years old, he still knows what it is to be an elite player in the league. So
I feel like those two picks have alleviated a lot of my trepidation with the Saints defense for the season.
Yeah. So we're only, we're what, 4 days away, 3:25 on Sunday. Yep. So let's take a break. We'll come back and I'll let you talk about the Bayou Bengals and what happened at UCLA this weekend. So we'll be right back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Look at you young men fighting. Look at you women crying. Look at you young men dying the way they've always done before. And look at the hate we're breeding. And look at the fear we're feeding. Look at the lives we're leading the way we've always done before. My hands are tied and the billions shift from side to side, and the wars go on with brainwashed pride, the love of God and a human.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
Eddie's House is holding a charity 5K run and walk on September 11th to benefit homeless veterans. Eddie's House is a nonprofit organization providing support services to at-risk and homeless veterans in New Orleans. The 5K run and walk will be held at New Orleans Lakefront on Lakeshore Drive and Franklin Avenue on September 11th at 8 a.m. To register, sponsor, or donate, visit www.eddiehouse.org or call 504-356-9200.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show at WGSO 990 AM. So I'm going to let you take the reins on explaining what happened with the LSU Tigers this weekend, since that's your alma mater.
So for those of y'all that don't know, LSU played their first game of the week.
I wouldn't say they played. They were there.
No, they showed up for the first game of the year this week. They lost to UCLA 38-27. And the first quarter, I saw they didn't look all that, you know, compared to last year, they didn't look all that bad. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, you know, they did okay. They had a few bad plays, but I feel like they just need to get their feet under them. Second quarter, like, come on, guys. Y'all need to get y'all's feet under y'all. Yeah. By the third quarter, I was saying quite a few words that cannot be said on the radio. And then by the fourth quarter, I was yelling quite a few words that cannot be said on the radio. Mm-hmm. And there were so many things that went wrong that we don't have time to discuss them. The one thing that I will point out is, I got to say, Max Johnson did look good when he was not running for his life.
Although that behind the back pass thing, that was pretty bad.
I've literally never, I've been watching football since I was so young. I don't even remember it. And I've never seen that in my life. And he got so lucky that that went out of bounds.
Yeah.
But Butte had three touchdowns and, like, I don't remember what it was, 140 yards or something like that. Or, I don't know, 340 yards, I think it was. Mm-hmm. That was good. But there were six drop passes that were in the receiver's hands, mm-hmm. two of which were back-to-back plays in the end zone. Mm-hmm. And we have to settle for a field goal. And now one thing that I will say, though, and I didn't even think about this until the article that you sent me earlier. We have one coordinator who has never been a coordinator, one who has only done it for one season, and that was 10 years ago.
Right.
It's a brand new job.
Sure.
And I was talking to my wife, Jessie, about it a little while ago. Excuse me. And I told her, I said, think about your first day on the job when you first became a teacher. And you were horrible. You know, think about the next
way to be supportive, by the way.
Yeah, really. Well, she agreed with everything I was saying.
You really sucked on your first day.
What I said. But I told her, by the next week, you knew a whole lot more than you did on your first day. Week three, you knew a whole lot more than you did week two and week one, and so on. Said, and then you went through your CDA classes. We don't have time to get into what CDA is. She has it's a certification. But them each week is like a week for you. And then having Coach O train you is like going through your CDA classes. By the time you got done with your first year, you knew 1,000 times more. And so hopefully that's going to be the case with Pete's and Jones. I hope so. Yeah. And that right there made me go, okay, let's give them a little time. The players I'm a little more upset with, but the coordinators not so much anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, the way I look at it is that you can only go up from where they yeah. were at last weekend. And, you know, they're going to have to – what, they played Nicholls State this week?
Yeah.
Okay. So they should win this game, I would hope.
If they don't, I'm moving to Alaska.
Okay. I guess there's not hurricanes there, so. But it's just cold.
There's lots of blizzards, no hurricanes.
You're right. So, hopefully they can get their act together because, of course, I've already seen, and we don't got much time. We got about 30 seconds, but I've already seen that Coach O is on the hot seat, apparently. So,
yes, he is.
So we'll see. And nothing like a bounce back game against Nicholls State to get you on the good foot. And before we get out of here, I got to mention real quick, having your wife in your fantasy football league is something else because she's very emotional when it comes to doing the draft.
Yes, she is.
We can talk about it a lot later, but we
I
need
feel
to
like
go.
I'll be getting text messages.
Probably. All right, we got to get out of here, and we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, let's just play Gloria.
For more of Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
Did the winter weather leave your windows looking gloomy? Let the summer sun glisten on your freshly washed windows. Call Window Genie, where we have a streak-free guarantee at 504-264-5811 on the South Shore and 985-826-4200 for the North Shore office.
I'm Jean McCleskey.
And I'm Steve Espinosa. We are your local Window Genie owners.
Window Genie, where we do windows and a whole lot more.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.